Welcome to the AFC North pop quiz right off the top of the show before we even introduce AFC North, strongest division in the league. Yes or no?
That's tough because they got probably two out of the top four AFC teams in it, but they also got...
The Bengals.
So, let's see. With or without Chris Johnson and Peyton Manning?
With or without
Chris Johnson? Yeah, because Chris Johnson's holding out right now, and Peyton Manning with his neck injury right now. It's iffy because, you know...
Okay, so, just, well, they have to lose by default because they're in flux. So AFC South is gone.
I would say, because how bad Cincinnati was doing, no. I'd say AFC East.
AFC East, even with the Bills, kidding.
With the Bills because of the you got the Browns too.
Wrong answer. NFC East, correct answer. No, just kidding. but with that, I'm Kyle, the student of the game. The pop quiz is over, so my co-host Chris is now relieved.
Did I pass?
I'll give you a C.
It's still
so
passing.
Yeah, that's passing, but you know, I'm not impressed. A division with the Bills is the toughest in the league. I don't know, dude.
Cincinnati is worse, man. I'm sorry.
But see, so then the deciding factor, Browns, Dolphins. Browns. Oh, yeah. For my money, yeah. Only because, I don't want to give away too much because we haven't done the AFC East yet, but not because of the quarterback, because of the mind games at the quarterback position. We'll get into that then. Let's stick to the topic at hand, the AFC North. We'll go ahead and start off, we'll get them out of the way, the Cincinnati Bengals. Recent losses include Chad Johnson. Remember, he's not Ocho Cinco anymore because he lost that bet. Couldn't get past Darrelle Revis.
I wrote it down, too. Chad Johnson.
Terrell Owens also gone. Carson Palmer is a pending loss, though it's not official yet. They did make some excellent acquisitions on defense. Do these names sound familiar? Nate Clements, Manny Lawson, Taylor Mays. All former 49ers. What the bleep? I mean, come on, seriously? Ah, with the pain and the stupid and the Jim Harbaugh being soft. That's right, I said it. Why'd they fire Singletary? I like strong football. Anyways.
Yeah, he also lost one key loss, Jonathan Joseph, cornerback.
Oh, yeah, of course. He went to the Texans. That's right.
And then...
Reggie Kelly?
Huh?
A tight end, Reggie Kelly? He's a Saint now, I believe.
Something Cincinnati? Like that. Yeah, but they also had that the second year player for the Bengals now came out. Trying to think of his name. I had him in one of my draft leagues last year. One of my fantasy leagues. No.
Well, Dahani Jones is gone. I did forget to list him. But
they do have a they did add on a tight end that is one of the show favorites, though. Bo Scaife!
I didn't see him on the roster. I didn't know where he went. He's got Bo Scaife.
They got Bo Scaife.
Bo Scaife. Yes, for those who purvey the show, we are always excited on the rare occasions that Titan games come up because we get to talk about Bo Scaife. I even saw Weasel pick him up on a fantasy team one time.
I picked him up.
So many. Oh, you did too?
I picked him up.
So many points for receptions. Not so much maybe this year, but holy goodness.
It's because he's going to be second string behind Jermaine Gresham.
Gresham isn't bad.
Actually, he'd have Bo Scaife as a third string. What?
Well, it's because he's old, dude.
Yeah, it's still Bo Scaife.
Bo Scaife!
Jermaine Gresham, second year out of Oklahoma. That's where he's from.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yes, Bo Scaife. Big deal, folks. Big deal. Unfortunately, the Colts, not a big deal. 1-5 in this powerfully tough division.
Bengals?
Yeah. 1-5 in this powerfully tough division. 3-13. Overall, Chris.
Ditto. 1-5, 3-13. Well, I couldn't go with the 2-14 like I did last year with the Broncos because I was like, well, let's add the one game this time.
Well, and let's remind them what the AFC schedule is. Who are the divisions they're playing against?
AFC North is playing against the NFC West and the AFC South.
So, playing against the NFC West, they're going to trip over a few wins. The AFC South, they have a shot against the Titans, you know. Because, and they're playing both Skype's old team. He's going to light it up, son.
Right. Their bonus games are the Bills and the Broncos.
Oh, come on!
So I can show you that the Bills are better than the Bengals.
We'll be watching that game closely. That's going to come up in the study hall. We need to mark that week down so we can know for a fact. I done told you.
We don't pick it in the study hall because they're not a feature team.
Oh, you're right. We won't. That's unfortunate. But we'll still talk about it anyway. We'll just have to mark what week it is. Yeah, we don't have a feature team there. Okay, so with that, what we might, it depends, but I doubt it. With that, we'll head over to the Cincinnati Browns. Cincinnati Browns, really? Cincinnati the Cleveland Browns. We'll head over to the Cleveland Browns. With that, I got to tell you, the Browns are another team that's not as bad as they look because they're stuck in this division. I have them going 3-3. I see them just being enough of a threat to accidentally pull off a couple wins in this tough, otherwise tough division. Maybe they'll sweep the Bengals, I don't know. But with that, we'll jump over, see acquisitions. I didn't really see anybody big that they picked up.
I didn't see they lost anyone because, I mean, it's the Browns. Is that really a big loss?
I think we went on this. Unless it was Colt McCoy, Josh Cribbs, or Peyton Hillis, there weren't any big losses. I have to tell you, watching him in the preseason, I did thoroughly enjoy the job that Colt McCoy has done so far. We'll leave it with that for the moment. I have 3-3 division. I have 6-10 overall. Chris?
I got them 8-8 overall. I got them 2-4 in the division. I got them beating the Bengals one game, losing one game. And I got them actually winning one of the games, probably like against Pittsburgh or Baltimore or something.
Yeah, I think I'm realizing that my math is wrong on my divisions. Like, I think the Browns will probably end up actually being 1-5, but I had to put 3-3 just because I don't know who they're going to lose to.
Yeah, so, well, they all have to equal, so if you have a 5-1, that means you can have a 1-5.
Well, I have 2 5-1s, so yeah. I just realized I screwed
up. So there should be 2 1-5s then.
So it's 1-5, but they're not going 4-12, so I'll leave the 6-10, and we'll call the divisions 1-5.
Their bonus games are the Finns and the Raiders.
Yeah, they can easily go see a 6-10 with that.
Yeah. So I got them that, but one more, go back to the Bengals-Bills game, that's week 4.
Okay.
So week 4.
We'll make a note. With that, we'll jump over to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, again, our other co-host, Weasel's not here to cheer for his featured teams. He already missed cheering for his fiance's team with the Bears as well, unfortunately. So this will be the third of the Weasel teams being taken off the list.
So Weasel, I'll cheer for him for you.
Okay? Here we go. You won't need much help from me as far as losses and acquisitions go. Not a lot. They do have Byron Leftwich back in the lineup as a backup. Not that that's a huge deal. But I got 5-1 in the division. I got 13-3 overall, Chris.
Yeah, they did pick up Kevin Dockery.
Okay.
That's a good addition. You know, I think the weakest part of their team is if they can keep their offensive line healthy, unlike last year.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, they keep their offensive line healthy, and then the only other thing is really their secondary is maybe a little weak.
Did they draft a line this year? I thought they did. No, that was last year. That was Pouncey, a bigger part. Right. Who did a good job filling?
Yeah, he did. He was a Pro Bowler as a rookie. Yeah, so they did lose Kieran Fox as a linebacker.
Kieran Fox. Yeah.
Yeah. I got him. 13-3 overall, 5-1 in division.
You matched me. All right.
I got them winning division. So
you got them winning.
They were 12-4 last year. I got them picking up another win. Even though their bonus games are not bonus games because they play against, they pick up the Patriots and the Chiefs. So
they could pound the Chiefs.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know about Patriots game though. They struggle against the Patriots traditionally. But
yeah, they do. I got them actually losing that game.
Yeah,
I'm losing that game, and I'm losing one in divisions too, and then so there's another game somewhere. Where do they play again? What did I say? AFC North plays NFC West and AFC South. Maybe
the Colts.
If Manning's
ain't no way they're losing the Texans. So yeah.
I don't know. The Texans defense is looking pretty good. We'll get more of that later on the AFC South.
All right. I have the Steelers 13-3 as well. I'm not declaring them the division winners, at least not yet, because I'm not quite done with this division. We head over to the Baltimore Ravens. Couple key losses. Derek Mason, the veteran wide receiver, is gone. I believe he's a Jet now, yes?
Yes, he is.
Todd Heap is now a Cardinal. Mm-hmm. Willis McGahee is gone as well.
And DeJuan Landry is gone, too. He's a Jag.
But they did get Lee Evans back at receiver, which is a bigger deal than it sounds like.
Huge.
A legitimate deep threat that really the Ravens haven't had.
No.
Not that Lee Evans is the best receiver on the planet, but this guy is known for getting big balls. This guy will go with like, he'll have like a catch a game, but it'll be like 30 yards or more. It's ridiculous. And then Ricky Williams at the running back position to assist Ray Rice. I think that's a good pickup. That's just me.
Right, and they also picked up Vonta Leach.
Vonta Leach is a great fullback as well, and I believe that they landed Brian McKinney, the Vikings.
They just picked him up last week, right?
So on top, they're going to move Michael,
a left tackle.
Right, they're going to move Michael Orr back to the right side, and whatever, that's fine. That's fine.
Actually, I heard they were going to compete with Michael Orr. I didn't think they were going to move him to the right side because Michael Orr is a left tackle.
He is, but he started out playing right tackle first. I mean, either way, look, if you got two awesome left tackles, this is a good problem to have.
They got two pretty good right tackles right now, and camp two, maybe three.
Yeah, and then their center, Ryan Khalil's pretty badass, too.
Yeah, because they got that the UCF alum, Ja Reed.
Oh, yeah.
Tall guy out there is making headway up there, so he's fighting for playing time.
Kind of a big deal that.
Yeah.
So, in light of all that, of course, the Ravens defense is the Ravens defense.
Starting to get up there in age, though. That's the only bad thing.
Yeah, they've been saying that for the past 5 years.
Yeah, but they're still...
And I think, for me, the reason, the fact that they're up there in age, and the fact that there was this whole preseason thing, Joe Flacco will never win the Super Bowl for the Ravens. Okay, do you remember the last time that happened with anybody? You should know, hint, Giant fan, what I'm referring to right now. Your boy Eli, when Tiki retired. Tiki, a former teammate, I might add, who's trying to make a comeback and failing as far as I can tell. Oh, Eli Manning's not a good leader, blah, blah, blah. Super Bowl win. Super Bowl MVP. I'm not saying Flacco's going to be a Super Bowl MVP. I'm not even saying that he's getting to the Super Bowl necessarily. But he is going to kick the crap out of this division. I got 14-2 from Joe Flacco, 5-1 in the division for the Ravens. Chris?
I got 12-4 overall, 4-2 in the division. So, just because of just their secondary could maybe use some help. They were 21st overall last year.
Yeah. Well, they take a lot of risks, though.
They do. And Ed Reed missed a lot of games, too, so that kind of helps.
Yes, that's also true.
I mean, I saw one stat he was playing last year. He's like played four games, and he had like 5 interceptions. That's four games, so I mean...
Now, that being said, I mean, I give Joe Flacco all these props. He is not... I think he's a slightly overrated quarterback, but all you got to do is manage this offense with the running game that they have, with the quality receivers that they have, the addition of Lee Evans, big deal. I see it, man. That deep threat is something that's going to stretch the field and make everything much better than it was before. With that will wrap up the AFC North. I guess that means we're going to be headed down south here next. So we'll see you in the south.